Okay, hello. We're going to move on to the next chapter, chapter 3, Holiness, Hygiene, and the Plague. Holiness and Prevention, Preventive Medicine. Torah says, you shall be holy because I, Hashem, your God, am holy. Makabre says it's an important Medesh Mitzvah that is, captures the all-encompassing directive by Hashem, which to the Jewish people, strive to attain holiness and accomplish this exalted goal by emulating Hashem. There's nothing less than our command to Jews to live a God-directed life and thus become a holy people. And we say this is not achieved by being a recluse, by quote-unquote holy acts of fasting, self-affliction, etc. Rather, a Jew's job is to live in this world and to infuse the world and their lives with Kedusha, which we do just simply by following Hashem's will. Sometimes more simply than that, and investing sanctity in all we do, even the most mundane and activity and acting at all times in an elevated manner. So for the observant Jew, therefore, physical exercise, for example, is not merely the exertion of the body, but actually it should and can be transformed into an elevated medium for serving Hashem and bring us closer to Him. I'm going to go on a series of quotes now, just so the listener doesn't think that this was made up by the author, but rather, great sages throughout time have echoed this with a very, very strong directive to take care of our body. First, we'll talk about is Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, better known as Chafetz Chaim, and he simply said the entire Torah is dependent upon the mitzvah of taking care of your body. Again, the entire Torah can't get much stronger than that. To go forward, the Rabbi Samuel Raphael Hirsch from Germany in the 19th century, said it's a mitzvah for every individual to take care of his life, his health, and it's forbidden for him to allow himself to become weakened. Protect your body. Again, the idea of become weakened, that I think is in the moral line of the Rambam. Rambam was saying that, you know, we have to even be preventive. Rambam was saying you wouldn't need a doctor if you're taking care of yourself. And he goes further, Rav Hirsch, we'll read the quote, it's a little long, but it's worth reading. Your body is not your own to do with as you please. It belongs to its creator. It was given to you as a medium through which to fulfill your responsibilities. Use your body as you should all other gifts you've been granted, only in accordance with Hashem's wishes. Do not destroy it or weaken it in any way, heaven forbid. You're Hashem's servants and his agent here on earth to fulfill your God's command. You may not harm your body in the slightest. Heaven forbid that by not thinking things properly, you weaken your body by depriving yourself of permissible things necessary for your body. Don't damage your health and thereby shorten your lifespan. You are obligated to take care of yourself. And there's more, but we'll continue next time. Thank you so much.